You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time is going to be in the 90s all week, just so you know.
All right.
I heard upper 90s maybe for a couple of days, but at least mid-90s.
Try things out. Get rid of those mosquitoes. The amount of, what is it, malaria that they carry around?
Malaria?
Or something? I don't know. What do they carry around? West Nile?
West Nile.
It's West Nile. They say,
I mean, they do carry malaria, just not in Colorado generally.
I don't know. They're testing these things for all sorts of stuff I was reading. So, and they're coming back positive, so put pants on.
Keep your pants on.
Watch your ankles.
Listen, on Thursday, Mix 100 is going to get you qualified for another pair of Taylor Swift tickets. We'll do that all day Thursday. It's Thursday, not today. Thursday.
Don't call, don't text.
However, there's announcements coming out. I guess apparently around the country, fans of Tay-Tay have been gathering outside the stadiums where she's performing. They don't have tickets to get in, so they're taking the party to the parking lots and areas outside the stadiums, and the stadiums are getting a little tired of this. So now the people over at Mile High Stadium have released a statement saying, don't go and congregate if you don't have a ticket. And I'm listening to this. I'm going, who is going? If this is the thing,
it's the thing
that Swifties do, they're not going to say, oh, well, the stadium announced that we shouldn't do it.
OMG, LOL.
So I guess I won't go.
Oh, let them go hang out and dance. You'll hear the music from outside the stadium. Let them have a good time.
Yeah, I don't.
What's the worst? Well, I shouldn't say what's the worst thing that could happen.
I guess a lot of things could happen.
It's a bunch of teeny boppers running around.
If they want to hang out outside the stadium, it's just like, so what? So what?
Yeah, I guess, so what?
I guess it just causes more traffic problems.
It's congestion, but I guess, if you're trying to get in and out. Sure. I'll hop on this and talk about RTD is saying that if you are heading down on it's Friday and Saturday, expect three times the amount of people that typically ride the public transportation down to like sporting events and things of that nature. So expect, you know, long wait times, because right now too, RTD is free. So you can just hop on for the month of July and get down there. They're adding extra cars, so that should help alleviate. And then when you do get down there, you have to have clear bags to get into the stadium. And they said a reminder, Empower Field is all cashless now. So if you're going to wander in and try to buy some t-shirts with some cash or something, mm-hmm. you can't do it. So there's your reminders.
Parking lots will open at 2:30.
Gates at 4:30.
Tailgating is allowed, but only for ticketed fans with parking passes.
So 2:30, gates at 4:30, concert 6:30.
We'll talk more about this when we get to Friday.
I kind of want to go to this. I know it sounds like it's going to be insane, but I think it would be so fun to be there. Don't you?
Well, I'm not a crowd person, so I would probably...
I know.
Want to stream it.
Yeah, I kind of want to be there. I was there for the Garth Brooks one where it was completely packed and the field is completely packed, and it's an experience. Religious experience.
Well, we'll talk more about it as we get closer to the shows. In other concert news, Elton John wrapped up his final tour. You know, he's been doing his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, wrapped up with his last show ever, he says. And this was in Stockholm on Saturday night. He's 76 years old. 330 shows on this tour, 6.2 million fans. They say it is the largest concert tour in history. However, it is about to be surpassed by the aforementioned Taylor Swift tour.
Yeah.
He pulled in just short of $900 million. They say Tay-Tay will beat that. So
he wore 16 Gucci suits.
Yeah. You know, his shows back in the 70s were legendary for his outfits and his big wild sunglasses and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So he's toned down a little bit, but
Do those quick changes anymore.
He doesn't get around like he used to.
From what I understand, at the end of the concert, he got on like a movable escalator walkway thing and just kind of rode that to the back of the stage. So.
The new Indiana Jones movie only got 1 week at number one before getting bumped this weekend, falling to number two behind the latest installment in the Insidious movie franchise. Have you seen any of the Insidious movies?
No.
Insidious 5, The Red Door, drummed up $32 million in ticket sales to take the crown. Indiana Jones made only $26 million. Okay. I'll tell you what, man. The Disney folks cannot be happy about the fact that some low-budget horror film could whoop their big swashbuckling franchise in just its second week.
I'm going to it on Sunday, so they'll get a couple more books. I was hoping that it was still going to be in theaters by Sunday. I'm taking my dad.
It will be.
Delayed Father's Day.
No, it'll still be. Although, I think Mission Impossible is opening now, too, right?
Oh, is it? Well, shoot.
So, yeah. Get a load of this. This is an interesting story. I'll try to condense this down as much as I can, but apparently a judge in Canada has ruled that emojis can be legally binding as part of a contract. And the story is about a farmer up in Saskatchewan who was trying to sell some grain, and this company came in and was making an offer for his grain. Anyway, they went back and forth with text messages, and then the buyer of this company that's buying the grain texted the farmer and said, "Please confirm the contract." And the farmer just texted back a thumbs up emoji. Now, the farmer ended up not delivering the grain. It went to court. The company said, "Hey, he texted back a thumbs up emoji." The farmer's like, "No, I just meant that I had received your text. That's all my thumbs up meant."
Exactly.
It wasn't me agreeing to a contract.
Yep.
Get a load of this. The judge sided with the company. And the judge said that an emoji, like a thumbs up emoji, might be non-traditional, but it does count as a valid signature. So now the farmer has to cough up more than $60,000.
I hate this.
In damages and interest.
But the way I interpret that story is like, yes, I'll look over the contract. That is not yes to the contract.
Well, except the buyer's message to him was, "Please confirm the contract, not did you receive it. Please confirm that this is a yes, like a signature." And he texted back a thumbs up. They didn't say, "Did you receive the contract?"
To me, it's like, "Yeah, I will confirm. Will do. Thumbs up. Will do. I'll get to it."
Listen, I agree. I don't think he should be. Both sides should not be doing business this way
at all.
I mean, it should be a signed contract.
Signed.
You can scan things with your phone these days, so you can sign a contract, scan it, and text it.
Yeah, I don't like this.
It's the world
we send a lot of thumbs up emojis, and what am I going to get suckered into?
The world we live in, my friend. God, I wanted to do this ChatGPT story, but I'll save it for later. What do you got?
Well, Jamie Foxx and Madonna both been spotted in public for the first time since their health emergencies. Jamie was on a yacht on the Chicago River. I saw some pictures of him on Instagram, smiling and waving away, so he looks fine, I guess. Madonna was spotted with a friend in New York City yesterday. She said, this story says she looked happy. Didn't have trouble walking, although she was, quote, taking her time. So maybe she's still recovering a little bit.
Sounds like their publicists went to both Jamie and Madonna and said, "You need to get out there so people can see you're okay.
Yeah,
go wave at some people from a yacht,
Let's
Jamie.
Get on a yacht, Jamie, and get you waving ASAP." So anyway, those two are out and about, it sounds like. Speaking of movies, the Flash movie, the one that was hyped and pumped for months and months, even during the Super Bowl, the Flash movie is officially dead. It is being removed from 1,500 theaters.
Oh, my God.
It has significantly underperformed at the box office with a staggering 72% drop in sales in just its second week. So it premiered, did okay, then it dropped 72%. They say between making this movie and marketing, it cost Warner Brothers $450 million. And they are expected to lose about $200 million from the movie, it sounds like. $200 million gone poof because of a crappy movie. And this is one I actually kind of wanted to see because old Batman's in it. Man, oh man, what else is going on? Here's another movie story. If you're thinking about loading up the family to go see that Oppenheimer movie, which is the story of the scientist J. Robert Oppenheimer and his role in the development of the atomic bomb, it's rated R, but mostly because full-on nudity and the sex is in it. So, little lies. Apparently, there's some big love triangle in the movie, and there is prolonged full nudity and a scene of relations, and they call it pretty heavy relations.
All right.
Yeah.
I read the book last year.
Did you?
And really enjoyed it. It was a great book, and I'm looking forward to the movie.
I want to see the movie.
I don't know how full frontal nudity plays into this story.
I don't know. Big bombs just turn me on, man. My goodness. Signed Kurt Cobain guitar pick just sold for $14,000.
A pick.
A pick, making it the most expensive pick ever. Latest TikTok trend out this morning, fake proposals. Did you read some of this
and see?
This is, people are saying this is not a joking matter. I think it's hilarious.
Tell people what you're talking about.
It's essentially, there is two different things. Like, one, the guys just get down and propose to their girlfriends. They look like they're proposing, and then they, you know, jump up and say, just joking. And the other one is that they hand somebody a phone to take their picture. Like, if they're out on a boardwalk somewhere, can you take our picture? And then the guy gets down on one knee and pretends to propose just to get the reaction. And everyone's saying it's horrible and extremely mean.
Fake proposals.
I think it's damn funny. But there's a shelf life to that. I feel like you can only do that, like, you know, a few times before whoever you're with is like, screw you, I am out of here.
You have to know the person on the receiving end.
You do.
Right? It's
you,
like,
really
you have
do.
To know. What I mean by that is you have to know if they're the kind who would laugh at that or if they would, like, storm off and dump you or whatever. You gotta know the room.
It's a pretty solid prank. Your Fat America, IHOP is now selling pancake tacos. There's a strawberry cheesecake one with chocolate chips, caramel banana with chocolate chips, a fried chicken one with hash browns, gravy and pickles wrapped in a pancake.
Can I tell you what my son got for his birthday brunch yesterday, what he ordered? Because I know you.
What?
He ordered a waffle, but apparently it was a waffle with chocolate cooked inside of it. So it wasn't on the outside. Okay. It looked like a regular waffle. It's really thick, like a Belgian waffle.
Okay.
And then you cut into it with your fork and chocolate oozes out.
I can't even, Tom. I can't even. I just came back from a part of the country that is extremely eye-opening regarding the health of this country. There was many conversations about I'm very terrified for what direction this country is going towards, Dom.
Okay.
Thanks, IHOP. Very concerned. All right. Clickbait. Yeah.
All right.
Clickbait.
I haven't done this in a while. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Here's a guy that has also ruined it for all the other guys out there. It's a Japanese man who, for 6 months, wandered across Japan to create a marriage proposal. He carried GPS, walked 4,451 miles, and if you take a look at the overhead view of Japan, and it says, marry me, when he walked, you know.
You're kidding.
All the way across the country. And a little heart at the end, too. So anyway, ruined it for the rest of the guys.
How long did it take him to do this?
You bet. 6 months. 6 months, 4,451 miles.
That's a hell of a lot of miles in 6 months.
Listen, he did do walking. He did do a little bit of car, a little bit of a ferry, and a little bit of a motorcycle. But anyway, 4,400 miles. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that's what's trending.